Girl Scouts, and we're trying to raise money, but we're really far behind in our fundraising, like, basically zero. Yeah, so we're trying to raise money for our troop, and like, all the other stuff we do, like, camping and stuff. See, we have this really big trip planned for the end of the year. What? Oh, yeah. I'll totally come in. Wow. Thanks, mister. Thanks for letting me in. Yeah. So, I have cookies. You know? Like, if your wife or your girlfriend or... do you live alone? Yeah? Seriously? It's just you? Wow. So, how do you feel about Girl Scouts? Okay. Well, how do you feel about us camping in your backyard? I'm serious. It's part of our new troop. And our new, good neighbor project. Basically, we have this new troop leader, and we changed all these rules and stuff. And we got a couple of the older girls in the neighborhood to join too. So, we're like, actually real Girl Scouts. We just do things differently, I guess. And now, we're on this Good Neighbor project, which is super fun. And you can help too. So, all the younger girls, we were told that we need to find good camping spots. We were told that older guys that live alone have the best yards for camping. Which, I guess, kind of makes sense. I mean, there's no toys or kiddie pools or stuff like that. But I still don't really get it. Like, why do we need to only find single guys? I mean, girls are usually, tidy and, they have super pretty gardens and stuff. But all the older girls said that we shouldn't even mention it. They said that the girls would be mad because they think campers should only use the woods and stuff. They said that if we met any girls, and especially wives, that we should only offer to sell cookies. Anyway, it doesn't really make sense to me, but I'm just happy to finally start camping again. Like, the other week, we stayed at that older guy's house down Wilson Street. The big green house? Yeah. He has this huge yard and a pool. We had way more fun than at any campground. And he even let us use the shower and the dryer and stuff. I think even a couple of the older girls slept inside too, which is weird, but whatever. The troop leader says it's how they work on merit badges and achievements and stuff. Yeah, see, we have these new merit badges that the older girls say are super important. Like, way more important than all the other stuff we used to work on. I kind of agree with them on that. Like, I never really got why I need to learn how to sew leather or build fires or any of that boy stuff. And now we have all these super fun things to do. And some really simple ones too, like for the new girls. And the really young girls like me. Like last week, I earned my merit badge for no panties. That one's super easy to get. There's also badges for every time you go up a bra size, or even when you wear your first training bra. I got that one too. There's even one for no bra, which is kind of like the one for no panties. But you have to have like really big boobies to even be allowed to try for that one. And there's also one for wearing matching brown panties, which is like super fun. But there's all these others that are team-based, or at least need an older girl to help with. And there's a bunch that I don't even really know what they are. Anyway, we aren't really supposed to talk about our badges and stuff like that, except with the other scouts. In fact, I'm not really supposed to talk about our new troop much at all. I mean, I'm pretty new, and I'm just one of the younger girls. I'm just supposed to go door to door selling cookies. And that's what I've been doing mostly. And I was told to report if I find any single guys with big houses or big yards. So yeah, I don't really know how it all works after that. I'm thinking that some of the older girls will visit again, maybe. I'm not sure. Anyway, I think your house is super perfect. I mean, it's as nice as the other house on Wilson Street. Probably nicer. Bigger, anyway. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm definitely gonna recommend your house for our next outing. Well, I guess that's it. I mean, I have a lot of cookies to sell, and I better get going. Oh, well, yeah, that's totally okay. I mean, yes, you can buy cookies, too. Let's see. I have an order sheet here, and here's some sample pictures. So, we just take orders, and then we deliver on Fridays. I hope that's okay. Oops. Sorry. Oh, gosh. I don't know why, but I get really excited when I'm about to make a sale. And I never actually sold cookies to a guy before either. I mean, I've tried. But their meany wives or girlfriends or whatever just butt in and take over. And sometimes it's not even about the cookies or anything. Some guys just want to talk to me about camping or scouts or whatever. But I guess that's like a big no-no or something. Like, guys can't talk to Girl Scouts or something. I don't know. I guess that's why the older girl said that we can only ask the single guys for campout spots. Yeah, I don't really know. There's all these new rules, and it's really confusing sometimes. I just want to be the best Girl Scout that I can possibly be, and also have some fun and stuff like that. Anyway, sorry, mister. This must all sound crazy to you. And you probably just want your cookies. Sorry. We were, okay, let's see your sheet. Wow! That's a lot of cookies, mister. Oh my gosh! More than I've ever sold. Like, ever. Wow. This is so exciting. You know, I might even win a sale award or something. That's really nice of you, mister. You're just... Wow. You know, this might be like more cookies than I actually have. Like, more than our troop has. I'm not sure if... Wow. I don't know what to say. I don't want to promise all this and then... I just don't know if we can get that many boxes to you by Friday. Is that okay? I hope you don't mind. I'll definitely bring what I can later this week. Oh, wow. I'm still really excited about all this. Like, first, your house is a perfect spot for camping, and you seem really nice, too. And then you buy all these cookies, and I'm just, like, so happy all of a sudden. and there's something else, too. Well, remember all those merit badges? And now we have a bunch of new ones. Yeah. And, that I wasn't really supposed to share all of that with you. But you've been so nice. And you can keep a secret, huh? Well, there's like this merit badge for, getting wet panties. And, I didn't really understand that. And all the older girls told me that I know when it happens. They said I get excited at first, and then I have like this tingly or warm feeling down there. They said it was kind of different for everyone. Like, different girls get it differently and stuff. But they also, I get this, like, sticky kind of wetness in my panties. They said that sometimes if I'm really super excited, that it can totally soak my panties. They said that I should always have an extra pair, just in case. They also said that it can happen when I talk to guys, but sometimes girls. It just depends. Anyway, I am having a lot of fun, and I do feel kind of warm down there. And my little cotton undies are getting all wet, Mr. Heat. But I just want to talk to you about it because... Well, I'm a pretty new scout. Yeah. And those girls, the older girls, they think we're all like little kids or something. They're always like, these are for big girls. Or, you don't need to know what that is. They even laughed at one other little girl. She's the one that asked about the wet panties. And that's how I know what it is, too. She's usually with me selling cookies. And we're, like, best friends, too. If she was here, I'd let her see how wet my panties are. That way she would know for sure what happens. Or maybe her panties would be wet already. I don't know. I think that maybe you can help me. Like, tutor me or something? I mean, I think you're the one that made my panties get all wet, mister. And the older girls say that's like the first step. Like, the first to get merit badge. But now there's all these others. Oh, but not the pink ones. Those are for girls. Like, two girls together. It's kind of embarrassing, but there's like kissing and then touching and stuff like that. But I really like this one. It's a sleepover merit badge. Yeah, if you have like a sleepover with three or more girls, then you get it. Anyway, those are just all the pink girly badges for like girl stuff and cute outfits. All those brawn panty ones. Well, except for the wet panties. That's a blue merit badge. Like, blue for boys. But I don't know any of these others, mister. They have stuff like hand job and foot job and blow job. Like, a lot of jobs, huh? But then there's like bases and home runs and things like DP and ATM. The older girls say that there's an order to these things. Like, you can't do them all. Or you can, but that has to be like more guys or something. I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, I don't know why they can't just tell us what all this stuff is. See? Like now, my little panties are all wet, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Oh, it's okay. I just feel like I want to show off a little bit. Yeah, look. Look how wet they are. Oh, I forgot that I wore these little super curly undies. Oh, gosh, mister. I know, like, little girls are never supposed to let an older guy see their panties, but I really want to show you this little wet spot here. See? Yeah. They're kind of getting really soaked. Huh? No, like, even more. Wow. It kind of feels good when I pull them tight a little bit. Like, to show you. Yeah. I don't want to play with myself down there. So, yeah. What are all these badges, mister? Are there any that you could teach me? Like, the very next one. It's called the hand job. What's that, mister? Oh. I see. It's like holding hands. But then I can't run my little kitty like I want to. Oh. Your pants are really tight against your private part, mister. Oh my gosh, mister. That's a lot bigger than I thought. But I've only ever seen, like, boys at school and stuff. You're a lot bigger than them. And really hard. But it is kind of fun to play with, mister. Really? This is a hand up? Like, I'm doing it? Oh yeah. Up and down. Like this? Oh. I think maybe you should show me what you do. Like, how you like it. Yeah, I'm really good at watch and learn kind of stuff. Wow. You really grab it, like, super hard. Does that feel good? Oh my gosh. I think my little panties are like... I really want to play with myself down there. Watching you. And I think that maybe I can do both. I have to get down on my knees in front of you. Is that okay, mister? I can also get, like, really close. Yeah. It's fun to watch you. Oh, what's that stuff on the tippy tip now? It's like, it looks like water or something. Yeah. You think I should taste it? Yeah. Like a lollipop? But that sounds really naughty, mister. That's your private area. Really? Another patch? That's the blowjob one? But I have to take it all the way? In my mouth? Like, suck on it really deep and down my throat and stuff? But I can still lick on it and play with it, right? I do really want to taste that sticky stuff on the tip. Yeah. See? I can do it really good, mister. Just like you. Huh? It is really yummy, mister. I wish there was more. So, what do you think? Am I doing it right? Am I doing it like you want me to? I'm trying so hard in Scouts, mister. I really want to be a good example. I mean, for the other girls, like the girls my age. It's all just being a good little Girl Scout, really. And I bet you didn't even know I had my hand inside my panties, too. I told you I could do both. And I really want more, too. Like, more than licking. I just, like, take it into my mouth? I'm kind of nervous about that. It's really big, mister. Well, I guess I can probably do it pretty easily, actually. That's really yummy. Mm-hmm. sure I'm doing it okay? It seems really naughty. Yeah, it's getting really wet, mister. You don't mind that I'm drilling a little bit, do you? Really? That's why my little kitty gets all wet? I can't help it, mister. They're really big. And my mouth is just so tiny. Oh, don't push so hard, mister. You're making me gag. Or do I need to practice? Like, I need to see how far I can take it? Yeah, I bet the older girls already have this badge. I wonder if they did it together. I bet they take it super deep. And they never gag or drool any of that newbie stuff, huh? I just don't know. It tastes so yummy. I really want more of that sticky stuff to come out. What? Really? A lot more will come out. Yeah. Like soon? I don't want to miss any of that. Yeah. It makes me swim around my little clitty when I think about it. So, will it just drip out, like, really slow again? I'm afraid I won't know when it happens. I want to see. I really want to see it happen. But I also want to taste it too. Yeah. I don't know. I'm really curious, mister. When's it gonna happen? Oh my gosh. Mister, I think you're getting, like, really, really hard. Like, I can feel you in my mouth. And my hand. Yeah. Like this. Am I doing it right? Wow, mister, you seem to really like it fast, huh? You really like to watch my little hand. Am I a good little scout, mister? Gosh, wow. so much. And there's more. Oh my gosh. Yeah. A lot. Yeah. And this is even yummier. Oh, you got some on my uniform. Oh, and there's little wet spots here, and here, and here. Gosh, I'm just soaked all over. I can't wait to tell the other girls that I learned about hand jobs and blowjobs. And my panties got wet too. I have to tell them. Wow. I have to tell them about all this yummy sticky stuff. I wonder if they know already. Really? There's another merit badge for that too. Yeah, I can see why they call it a facial. Oh, and so I think I know what swallowing is now too. So what's a cream pie? And this one, anal. What's that? Oh. Okay. Yeah. I guess that is a lot for one day. And I'm kind of messy, mister. Can I, yeah, thanks. I just need to clean up a bit. I should get home, too. I'm usually home for dinner. I don't want to get in trouble. You know, I think the scouts will definitely want to camp here. I think I get what all their upstairs adventures were last time, too. Well, you better be ready for the older girls, mister. They're kind of wild. This whole new troop thing was their idea. The little girls set up in camp, and the big girls go upstairs to earn their badges. Oh, I can't wait to earn my badges for real when we camp here, mister. I might even try to swallow them. I bet I can dig it all. Scout's honor.